to you. Can you imagine the difference? And will you please?
Pardon?
The difference between two very thin, but...
Difference between?
If you can calibrate that.
Difference between
three. I am in everybody and everybody in me. I am in...
The first is...
second and third, yes.
The first is the description of the perception of oneself. Bhagavad Gita's teaching is what is called in philosophical terms monistic. According to monism, there is only one reality. Dualism is a theory according to which there are two ultimate realities. Pluralism is a theory according to which ultimate realities are many. Now, Bhagavad Gita's teaching is neither dualistic nor pluralistic. It is monistic. Therefore, the fundamental statement of the Bhagavad Gita is that there is one reality. We may speak of multiplicity, you may speak of any kind of differences, but all this is a subordinate description. The one principle, overarching, pervasive description of reality is, it is one. Now, perception of oneness is, according to the Bhagavad Gita, the state of true knowledge. He who sees multiplicity does not see. He who sees oneness sees. One who sees oneness even in multiplicity is one who sees. One who sees multiplicity in oneness is also one who sees, because oneness is the fundamental perception. This ekatvam is the fundamental statement of the Bhagavad Gita. You take out this ekatvam from the Bhagavad Gita, the whole teaching collapses. Therefore, I consider these three statements to be so important. Brahma Nirvanam also refers to that oneness. Now, the second statement is that beyond the oneness and multiplicity, because in the first statement you say all in self and self in all. Now, this all and the self, oneness, are reconciled in a higher reality, which is also one. And that reality is the Purushottama. And Sri Krishna, whenever he refers to himself, whenever he says, Aham Srujami, in the fourth chapter when he says, I take birth again and again, who is this I? It is the Supreme. It is the Lord Himself. So, the Lord is that which reconciles one and all, one and multiplicity, in which multiplicity is subordinate to the oneness. This is the relationship between the two. And these two are reconciled in the Supreme Lord. Now, that Supreme Lord is also to be perceived in one and all. So, this next statement, 6th chapter, 30th verse, refers to that perception. It is not merely a perception of the staticity in dynamism and dynamism in the staticity. Here there is a perception of the Supreme in all and all in Supreme. So that is the distinction between the two. And the third statement brings out the attitude that the individual possesses when this knowledge, which is described in the previous two verses, is attained, then what happens? Bhajati. The highest condition in which the individual falls is in a state of complete devotion. So, he says that such a yogi, he always remains in me. And since he himself is both static and dynamic, he does not get destroyed, does not get laya, because the Supreme Himself is dynamic. In the dynamic aspect, He lives as individual, mamaya vansha. Therefore, the highest condition in which the individual lives is at the feet of the Supreme Lord. Even though there is oneness, oneness in staticity and dynamism, oneness with the Lord Himself, and yet, because of the relationship of dynamism in which the individual lives, his condition is that of a complete dasanudasa. He is servant of servants. He bhajati, he remains entirely at the feet of the Lord. Therefore, his karma does not cease. As a dasanudasa, if Supreme Lord is in dynamism, and if he is a servant of Lord, then he is also in dynamism.
That means this relation with Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta, Sanatanam.
That's right, correct, that's right, absolutely. You have got it absolutely. This is the real relationship between the individual and the Supreme Lord.
The 30 is synonymous with the discovery of the Jivatman.
Jivatman, quite right. And his relationship with the Supreme Lord. This is all very summarily given, because afterwards when we come to the next chapters, if at all, we shall see how we, there is a greater knowledge which is given and described.
Thank you. Very clear.
All right now.
Thank you.